A Manhattan art museum got a dose of Hollywood glamour last week when Helen Mirren accepted an award there for her performance in the movie Woman in Gold. The painting, known as Woman in Gold by Gustav Klimt, is hanging in that very place, the Neue Gallery, and the movie follows the painting, which was seized by the Nazis and restored to the Jewish family that owned it eventually. NPR's special correspondent Susan Stamberg went there to see it.
What do you have for dessert?
There's the Zachertorte, which is a classic dark chocolate Viennese chocolate cake.
The Neue Gallery at 86th and 5th specializes in German and Austrian art. The cafe feels Viennese. So do the sweets, waiter Robin Grau recites.
We have the Klimt-Torte, which is a chocolate and hazelnut cake.
It's not fattening.
If you look at it now.
The Klimt-Torte is decorated with a tiny edible gold leaf, a nod to the museum's most famous painting, Gustav Klimt's 1907 portrait of Adela Bloch-Bauer, the woman in gold. She and other Klimt women are now on view at the Neue. One of his very last portraits, The Dancer, was done in 1917.
Her name was Ria Munk.
She was just 24 when she committed suicide.
The reason for her suicide was an unhappy love affair. She wanted to marry an impoverished poet.
The poet got cold feet. Museum director Renee Price says he broke up with Ria in a letter.
And so then she took a revolver and shot herself in the chest. And her parents were so devastated that they wanted Klimt to make a posthumous portrait of her.
Lovely young Ria stands surrounded by colorful, densely painted flowers. Her robe, open at the breasts, is patterned green and red.
Very decorative, very joyful.
Curator Janice Stagg says the dancer was the first Klimt to be shown in this country.
So that's how Americans first began to think of Klimt, as this person who painted these luscious, beautiful portraits of women, you know, kind of idealizing them.
Other Klimt women here, the Neue has the most Klimts in the U.S., have flat-brimmed hats and big black hats with feathers and big hair. But the best-known woman has been called the Mona Lisa of Austria, Klimt's portrait of Adela Bloch-Bauer.
It's also been called the Lady in Gold or Woman in Gold. In fact, when the Nazis seized the painting and first displayed it in the early 1940s, in the first major retrospective of Klimt's work during World War II, they called it Dame in Gold.
Lady in Gold. In fact, the portrait is merely entitled Adela Bloch-Bauer. The Nazis removed her name.
They took away her identity.
Without a Jewish name, the work became appropriate to show in Hitler's Third Reich.
So it is a betrayal on the grandest scale.
A violation enacted by officials who knew exactly who she was. Her family was prominent. Adela Bauer was a banker's daughter, the wife of Ferdinand Bloch. In sweets-loving Vienna, he made his fortune in sugar.
It was an arranged marriage. She was married when she was only 18 years old to a man almost twice her age.
Her life in the 1890s was one of leisure. There were servants, fittings, art shows, the opera. No universities for Viennese women then.
So if you were her generation or earlier, you coped by hosting a salon. Writers, politicians, intellectuals, musicians, artists such as Klimt.
Adela's loving husband commissioned their illustrious friend Gustav Klimt to paint two portraits of her. Adela, too, is at the Museum of Modern Art right now.
He was, by the early 20th century, the most beloved and widely known Austrian artist of his day.
Most of his clients were wealthy Jews. Curator Janice Stagg says owning a Klimt was a mark of prestige.
I think to these families it was a way of saying that they had made it.
Klimt, in his long artist's smock with nothing underneath, according to reliable sources. The guy had some 14 illegitimate children, by the way. Klimt spent 4 years painting his tall, slim subject. He puts Adela in a throne-like chair. Her long neck is sheathed in a gem-encrusted choker. Her voluminous gown is covered in geometric patterns inspired by gold-embedded mosaics he'd seen on a trip to Ravenna, Italy. The dress is three-dimensional in some places, the paint built up and off the canvas.
Painted not only with oil, but also layered in gold and silver leaf,
Adela has a cloud of black hair piled on top of her head, thick, lush eyebrows.
And her lips have this rosy tint. They're full, slightly parted.
Unusual in portraits, then, a sign of sensuality. Her hands are clasped in front of her chest in a strange, awkward position.
She had a disfigured little finger. She was very self-conscious about this.
Adela's eyes, heavy-lidded and dark in her pale face, hint of life in a gilded cage. There's sadness there, melancholy. For all her wealth and privilege, Adela Bloch-Bauer had much to bear.
She suffered very poor health her whole life, was very frail, suffered terrible migraines, was a chain smoker.
And experienced great tragedies, two miscarriages and a son who died just a few days after he was born. 22 years old when Klimt began this portrait, those losses show in her eyes.
She can foresee for herself what the rest of her life will hold. The opportunities she had dreamed of as a young girl were going to be denied.
Adela died of meningitis in 1925. She was 43 years old. The prominent artist who painted her portrait, which was shown in Germany, Vienna, and Switzerland in her lifetime, had made her into a secular icon. Curator Staggs theorizes that was a gift to both of them.
The unhappiness that she felt in real life, he could offer her something in this eternity that he created by sort of becoming this icon of Vienna in the early 20th century, that it helped sort of realize both his ambitions artistically, but also hers as a woman and what she wanted to be but couldn't.
The exhibition Gustav Klimt and Adela Bloch-Bauer, Woman in Gold, is at New York's Neue Gallery until September 7th. I'm Susan Stamberg, NPR News.
See the portraits of Adela 1 and 2 and other Klimts at npr.org.